you know, housing international protection applicants instead of students is really unacceptable and it's really unfair. You know, Minister Gorman was well aware of our critical short of accommodation here last year. It was discussed at length. He knew about it, and that department have they make the decisions as to where they house international protection applicants, and to house them when they know that we have this shortage. The ATU was set up, and it was really a wonderful initiative, where now it was one of the biggest economic drivers we have for this area and for Sligo, made in recent times. And the amalgamation of St Angela's, adding to the strength of the ATU, increasing its students' numbers. And now we don't have accommodation for these students. We have extra programmes. We've increased our numbers on some essential programmes such as nursing. And there are students who are travelling an hour and a half to 3 hours to attend college. Now, this has a massive effect on their well-being, on their learning, on their ability to have a college life, and on the local economy in terms of food outlets, in terms of the nighttime economy. And then we all know, as we see going through the traffic in Sligo, it's taking them on the road, which is not wise or good for them. And I really feel that to make this decision to actually house international applicants in a place that was traditionally used for students. There's a big sign up there, student accommodation, and to take this out of circulation. Students looking for rooms everywhere. You know, I personally, in my role, have met students who are coming daily, who don't have a car, 18-year-old, doesn't have a car, driving from mother driving her from Ballinamore, or her trying to take a bus, and then sit in and come to essential laboratory work, and not able to stay behind to meet her friends, to discuss and to make friends. You know, it's a nonsensical decision. The Department of Higher Education knew that we are increasing our numbers, and we didn't have enough accommodation due to the housing crisis for our students. So this is nonsensical. It's unthought out, and it just makes absolutely no sense, and it shouldn't have been done. And I cannot understand how one department wouldn't talk to the other department and say that is not the place to send international protection applicants, because we do need to ensure that we have, like, the reason why we have an ATU is because we want to have graduates who are ready for our workforce, skilled graduates who are ready for our workforce, which will attract enterprise into Sligo, Leitrim and South Donegal. And that's what we need here in this neglected region. And we now are being stymied by not having student accommodation, and therefore making it less attractive to be here for a student who has to travel this length of time. The courses are wonderful that are on offer. But, you know, this is just stymieing the growth of the ATU, and it has a massive knock-on effect on a lot of areas, including our services, our health services, our educational services. You know, we know they're already stretched. So it seems that, you know, we're forgotten in terms of investment, and then we're forgotten, we'll use up student accommodation down there in Sligo. You know, I just can't understand why this decision was made.
Is it fair, though, to point the finger of blame solely at Children's Minister Roderick O'Gorman, given the fact that the owners of both Milligan and Benbulbin Court strategically waited that year so that would pave the way for them to house refugees instead of students?
Well, it's a pity in the first instance that we don't actually have student accommodation, which I know there's moves afoot to buy a site from the County Council, and then ATU will apply for funding. And indeed, I am hoping and will be advocating very strongly that funding comes for 900 students, because it can be 300, 600 or 900 students. And that's moved on very fast, that ATU purchased that site ASAP. So to get back to your point, though, Catherine, and to answer your question, you know, the market dictates, but the market should not dictate this type of social and our international protection obligations. This is run by a department. They get to choose where to send international protection applicants to suitable accommodation. This is not suitable. Obviously, the owners of the department had no lien on them in terms of this is student accommodation. There was nothing there in terms of their planning permission that said it had to be. So we, in terms of government, they can offer their accommodation to anybody they want as long as it's vacant for 1 year. But that didn't mean that the department would choose this particular accommodation to send repurpose it rather than continue to use it for the critical shortage of student accommodation. And I do, and I know that you know, the current Taoiseach was the Minister of Higher Education, and I applauded the fact that that he drove the creation of the ATU, and I was delighted to see that our region was getting invested in that way. But this is counterproductive now, and it was highlighted last year, so it was very much known that that these students needed accommodation last year. So, you know, to think that they wouldn't need it this year, you know, and that the same issue wouldn't be there, is really ridiculous to the extreme.